John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Going to have Ben Arthur, covers the Titans for the Tennessean. He'll join us later this hour at 8:45. Preds radio analyst Hal Gill coming up at 9:30 as well. And also taking your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. 1025. Now, Joe, as we know, Aaron Rodgers, a very popular topic of conversation in the NFL right now. What's his future going to look like with the Green Bay Packers? Does he have a future with the Green Bay Packers? Or at some point throughout this entire discussion, is it going to reach an impasse and Green Bay is going to be forced to move on via trade with Rodgers? We don't know. It's certainly not looking great for the Green Bay Packers right now. I listened to a 45-minute interview yesterday that Brett Favre did. That's how desperate I've gotten for this stuff.
Oh, good.
A 45-minute interview, Brett Favre. Listened to the whole thing yesterday.
Really love hearing all his thoughts on things.
It was great. Great to hear his thoughts.
Did he talk about sending private part pictures and texts? Because he's a genius at that.
He left that part of it out. That did not get included.
What did he say? What did he say? Give me the breakdown of Brett Favre's.
He was trying to be as down the middle as he possibly could, but a lot about his situation got brought up and how he got into it with the Packers and the early retirement and the clash with Mike McCarthy at the time, and saying, you know, if he had to bet, Rodgers is not coming back. Said that he's stubborn when it comes to football, his family, his friends, and once he digs in, he's not budging. So he is convinced, and maybe convinced is too strong a word, but if he had to put money on it, Rodgers not coming back to the Packers.
How does Favre – didn't Favre not say a word to him for years?
Like, they're buddies
ignored
now.
Him? Okay.
Apparently he texted Aaron Rodgers and asked him if he was going to end up playing for the Saints. And Rodgers said, hey, buddy, thanks for checking in on me. I don't think that's going to happen, but I'll touch base with you when all this is over.
Yeah, thanks for the text, bud. We'll talk to you sometime soon, okay?
That's exactly what he said.
Next time, ask my agent if you'd like to contact me.
Yes, thank you very much, Brett. We appreciate it. But that has led to a ton of speculation about where Aaron Rodgers could end up if the Green Bay Packers decide to move on and to trade him. Now, I would think and I would hope that AFC teams are probably at the top of the list here. Unless you just get something back you can't refuse, I have a hard time believing that the Packers are going to let him walk to an NFC team. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's just the way I read it. Bill Barnwell from ESPN has come out with trade proposals that he's put together for some different landing spots for Aaron Rodgers. And one of those teams that's included in this mix is the Titans. Now, Bill Barnwell also has included the Browns, the Broncos, the Raiders, the Dolphins, the Giants, and the Washington football team in this mix as well. But the Titans also on this list. And when it comes to what the Titans would give up, the Packers would receive Ryan Tannehill, a 2022 first-round pick, a 2023 first-round pick in exchange for Aaron Rodgers, and a 2023 fourth-round pick. This, again, coming from the hypothetical trade scenario for Bill Barnwell. What do you think about that? The Packers getting Ryan Tannehill and two first-round picks, and the Titans receiving Aaron Rodgers and a fourth-round pick. Do you pull the trigger on that if you're John Robinson and the Titans?
God, if you just took one of those first-round picks away, it'd be easy, you know? I would do it for Tannehill and a first. Tannehill and two firsts. I probably would still do it. I'm only doing it if I believe that I'm winning a Super Bowl, obviously. That's all the only reason you do it. Like, this means this team is winning a Super Bowl this year with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. But what are you talking about? You're talking about one of the best to ever play. Some of the, you know, bet arm talent, everything. Everything you want. I see Bob already saying, please know what the Michael Scott gif I mean, it's not going to happen anyway, so, right? I mean, I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen.
We don't think so.
Yeah. It's an interesting proposal.
Do you give more of a chance for the Titans to trade for Aaron Rodgers or the Titans to trade for Julio Jones?
I mean, I give basically zero for either, but I would say Julio.
Okay.
And you say what?
I say this entire conversation pains me, but I don't know. I mean, look, if it's out there and he's available, I think you'd be insane if you're John Robinson to not consider it. I mean, you're talking about one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And in this piece that Barnwell has put together, he's talking about Tannehill, says he's been great for the Titans, but also points out, and this is going to get you going, he's averaged fewer than 7 yards per attempt in both playoff defeats. And while Tannehill wasn't dragging the Titans down in either game, he wasn't able to take them to the next level. We know that Rodgers has that in him. This would be a 2 or 3 year window to try to win with Rodgers and Henry as a devastating 1-2 punch on offense.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, gone through all of it with Tannehill. Hey, look, the defense of Tannehill, the Tannehill thing is two different things. The run to the AFC title game, people are dumb. You're reading stats. Last year, fair criticism. He wasn't good enough. So that fuels people who want to look back again and say, what happened here? All he did was hand off. I still think you separate those things, and I'd still feel pretty good about Tannehill as my quarterback in a playoff game as the starter over several years. But Aaron Rodgers is a different level of quarterback. I mean, no one can argue against that.
Mason on YouTube says, if Rodgers has a no-trade clause, I doubt he would okay a trade here because we only have Reynolds, A.J. Brown, and the ticket guy playing wide receiver.
Well, he's had one great receiver and the ticket guy for many years.
That's why we're in this situation.
Well, that's true. But still,
part of why we're having this conversation.
Well, how much of a draw for a quarterback? We always think about receivers, obviously, weapons, protection, offensive line. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I like the Titans' offensive line.
Sure.
I want to make sure the right tackle position is shored up. But how much of a draw for a quarterback is a great running back? We don't think of it too much, but it's a weapon.
It's great. Yeah, I mean, he's got a pretty good one in Green Bay, too. But it's not Derrick Henry, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
good, but he's not Derrick Henry.
Exactly. He's not Derrick Henry. But, I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. Like, look, I think the chances of the Titans being able to execute a trade to bring Aaron Rodgers here are about 0.0001%. I mean, it's not very high in terms of the likelihood that I think this will happen. But if that's the offer, I have no problem if I'm the Titans giving up 2 first-round picks to bring in Aaron Rodgers to see if he can win in the next couple of years. Also, I mean, you could try to extend Aaron Rodgers. That's part of why they're in this conversation as well with Green Bay, is because he's not gotten an extension.
Some of these guys play. They play for a while. Justin Wolf on Twitter says, it's an upgrade at QB, but is it worth upgrading for maybe 2 years for 2 first-round picks? Absolutely not. I do feel so much better about 1 first-round pick. But you're
not getting Aaron Rodgers for 1 first-round pick.
And Tannehill. He's a good player.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I will say, look, if you make this, whatever you do, if you make this move, you're making this move only because you think you are winning a Super Bowl with him right now. Is that not worth it?
Yeah, it's worth it.
I mean,
100% worth it.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you actually think that it's going to do it for you, then great. Oh, no, we want to be like 9-8 and 10-7 over a period of time, not win a Super Bowl. I mean, Justin, if you think you can win a Super Bowl, then of course it's worth it. Now, will you? I don't know.
My buddy Matt on my text line, who's a big Packers fan along with me. Don't get Nashville's hopes up. No chance Rodgers goes to the Titans. No chance. You got a better shot at Jordan Rodgers. I don't think you're making that trade for Jordan Rodgers.
It's an interesting Brady Rodgers breeze.
Yes.
Yeah, I you never won a Super Bowl. So
it's
there's
worth,
no guarantee.
No, but it's worth, it would be, I wouldn't even think twice about giving up 2 first-round picks and Ryan Tannehill for Aaron Rodgers. I'd be like, where can I sign this document? Bring him here. I mean, zero hesitation if I'm the Titans. Now also, like if I'm the Packers, probably going to take a little bit more than that. But that's me.
Okay, so if you're let's pretend that you're Gutenkunst, your favorite dude in the world.
Who knows what he'll do? I mean, he's liable to trade him for a 6-round pick.
But, I mean, put yourself in those shoes. You're him. So what are you demanding?
Well, I mean, how attractive is Ryan Tannehill coming back if your plan apparently is for Jordan Love? Right? I mean, that's how you're in this situation. You drafted Jordan Love. At some point, he's going to have to play.
He's on a rookie deal.
He's on a rookie deal.
So you're okay. You can pay another quarterback.
Yeah. But are you bringing Ryan Tannehill back to come sit on the bench in favor of Jordan Love?
No.
I don't think so.
No. But right now, if Jordan Love can't be active as a rookie, then don't you feel like you got to have a starting quarterback coming back?
Yeah, that's the entire point here. How are they in this situation?
Well, sure. But we agree that he has screwed this up. But you're in his shoes, so what are you asking for back?
Devontae, I don't know, something to go along with Devontae Adams, A.J. Brown.
Oh, jeez.
Making that trade
for the
Titans?
Well, No.
Oh,
Derrick Henry?
Yeah, Derrick Henry.
Tannehill,
yeah.
What if you're the Titans, would you take Rodgers and Aaron Jones for Tannehill and Henry?
I don't know. What about you, Porth? Would you take that? That hurts your soul just thinking about it.
That hurts my soul so bad.
Rodgers and Jones for Henry and Tannehill.
Probably.
Oh. That's tough.
Because you're getting Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Derrick Henry, but it's Aaron freaking Rodgers.
Yeah, I'd probably do it too, but
it would hurt.
It's
You just crushed my soul.
I know. This has got him uncomfortable just thinking about it. Let's introduce our poll question of the day at 1025 The Game on Twitter. Off of this article from Bill Barnwell and his hypothetical trade offer of Aaron Rodgers in the fourth round of the Titans for Ryan Tannehill and two first-round picks in 2022 and 2023, would you do that trade if you were general manager John Robinson? You can vote at the poll at 1025 The Game on Twitter. So far, Joe, 54% say no, they would not do that trade if they were the Titans. 46% say yes. Are you surprised that in the early returns, 54% saying, nope, not doing that trade?
Yeah, I am surprised.
I'd want to know the reason why for the people saying no. Is it because you feel like Tannehill can win a Super Bowl, or is it because you don't want just 1 or 2 years of Rodgers?
I think some people just don't like Aaron Rodgers.
Or the first-round picks.
Yeah, that's got to be – some of that's got to be Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I don't really like him either personally, but I'll take him as my quarterback. But, yeah, maybe the Tannehill hate is not
– not as strong as we thought.
Not as strong as we thought.
We'll continue this discussion when we come back, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Join 102.5 The Game this Saturday from 10 to noon for the Nashville SC pre-match party outside the Hard Rock Cafe downtown. Party before the match on Broadway and get some game swag, plus register to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Nashville SC home game. Then head over to Nissan Stadium for the 12:30 match. Get your tickets now for Nashville SC at NashvilleSC.com and tune into the game on ESPN 94.9. Pre-game show will begin at 12:15. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road. Here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porther with you, discussing a hypothetical trade scenario that Bill Barnwell from ESPN has thrown out there involving Aaron Rodgers to the Titans. The Packers would get Ryan Tannehill and a first-round pick in 2022, a first-round pick in 2023 as well. The Titans would receive Aaron Rodgers and a 2023 first or fourth-round pick. Taking your reaction on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Matt from Camden texting in, does it really matter if we trade our first-round picks, especially the way J-Rob has been using them the past couple of years? Wow.
Every discussion can be
a
vehicle to throw shade at J-Rob.
Joe on the text line says, Tannehill and Evans and a first-round pick for Rodgers. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, the Packers are going to jump all over that one.
I assume he means Rashawn Evans, not Darrington Evans.
Put them both in there. It still doesn't matter. I got some intel from Katie Rexroad. Aaron Rodgers' fiance and Reese Witherspoon are BFFs, so she might be pushing for Nashville.
Yeah, there is a little Shailene Woodley connection here.
Uh-huh.
Aaron Rodgers loves the Kentucky Derby.
Not far.
Not that far.
Soon.
Maybe he likes steeplechase here.
Soon, Reese Witherspoon and Shailene Woodley will be spotted somewhere in town.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Heidi from Dixon texting in. I don't want Rodgers. He'll just take away Derrick Henry's opportunities. Him and Tannehill both choke in the playoffs, so what's the point? I mean, Aaron Rodgers has won a Super Bowl. There is that.
Heidi, there's so much to unpack with that text. You packed a lot into one text there that has a lot of things wrong in it.
But. It has been a while since he won the Super Bowl.
Okay, he's won a Super Bowl. And he's gotten teams that have no business being in the playoffs to the conference title game. It's been pretty good.
Yeah.
The guy can win.
Yeah.
He's been a failure for the last decade in the playoffs.
There you go. That's so, what he's been.
And yet you're over here begging for him to be traded.
Poor here. Sitting here. Trade away Henry. Trade away Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill for Aaron Rodgers.
And meanwhile, he's a choker. So which is it?
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a text that says that's two first-round picks that the general manager can't blow. There's a whole lot of that on the text line right now. I have no problem giving up the first-round picks because of John Robinson.
There's a theme. My text line, Dane from Nolensville, back-to-back Super Bowls, that would be bleeping. Awesome to get him, even though he's a bleep bleep. So there you go.
People don't like Aaron Rodgers.
I feel like Aaron Rodgers, I'm not a huge fan. He's smug.
I love it.
I think, well, sure you do. You're a Packers fan. I've not liked the Packers my whole life. Although I'll take Aaron Rodgers over Brett Favre, all day. But he's just smug. It's not like he's that bad, right?
His teammates love him. That's really what the end of the day, what matters. Like, his teammates love him. Now, outwardly, he is smug. Do I think, and we had Charles Robinson on Tuesday talking about this, I think he really likes to be in control of what the message of him is and what the perception of him is in the public. He is very calculated in everything that he does and everything that he says. I mean, if you go watch the weekly interviews he does with Pat McAfee, I mean, he's got a ton of personality. He's a funny guy. But there's no question he has got a very high opinion of himself, understandably so, and that he is very concerned about what his public image is. I don't think there's any question about that.
Yeah, to me, all I care about is, I mean, even, okay, so Peyton Manning, who I'm a big fan of Peyton Manning, college and pro, I still think the best quarterback at his best that I think I've seen in the league. You talk about a guy who screamed at teammates, and at times it was like, man, but whatever. He's so good and overall that you got that credibility to do that. If a quarterback isn't wrecking a locker room, I don't care. I don't care if he's plus he seems like he's an all right Jeopardy host,
Yeah, pretty good.
There's a little smugness that goes with that job.
There is. Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Sam texting in, are we seriously arguing about if we want the MVP of the league? If you can get Aaron Rodgers, there is no way that you don't try to pursue that if you're the Titans.
Amen.
Yeah, I mean, look, you make a call or take a call or whatever. Of course you do. Now, earlier reports just said, that must mean you think Tannehill can win a Super Bowl. I 100% think Tannehill could win a Super Bowl. I mean, I can prove it to you. There are quarterbacks who have won Super Bowls who are not nearly as good as Ryan Tannehill. But still, Tannehill is on a different tier than Aaron Rodgers.
But could Tannehill carry his team to a Super Bowl like Aaron Rodgers can do?
Hasn't in a long time? Yeah. No. I'm not
going to stand for this disrespect.
I don't think Tannehill would have to be on like the 85 Bears with three all-pro receivers and Derrick Henry to win one. But to your point, no, I don't think he's that guy. But, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo was one missed throw from winning a Super Bowl. Is Tannehill as good as Jimmy Garoppolo?
I would say so.
There's a lot of examples.
And Jimmy G had a great team around him.
He did.
Yes.
And I think that it would take that for Tannehill to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, it would take, it would take him playing a little better and a couple breaks in Kansas City, and they had a shot to do it.
Well, somebody on the text line pointed out, it was Mason on YouTube, that maybe Rodgers wouldn't want to be here if it was just A.J. Brown and Josh Reynolds as your 1-2. I mean, Aaron Rodgers turned Alan Lazard into a number 2 wide receiver. Alan Lazard is not a number 2 wide receiver. Marquez Valdez-Scantling is not a number 2 wide receiver. And he's turned those guys into some pretty good players. Now, he also does have Devontae Adams, and that helps. Having A.J. Brown That would help here.
Yeah, I feel like those two would do all right together.
Yeah, so I think they'd be fine. But I think this idea that he would look at Josh Reynolds and just be like, huh, I don't know about that. He'd be okay, I promise.
Yeah. How do you compare Josh Reynolds to those two guys?
Josh Reynolds is better than both those guys.
I feel like Valdez-Scantling, he's got some talent.
He's got some talent. I mean, he leads the league in drops every year. But, yeah, he's got some talent.
Right. He's. I mean, he's explosive.
Yeah.
He's athletically explosive, probably more than Josh Reynolds.
I would agree with that. Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that says, so pretty much if you don't make the Super Bowl, you're a choker, according to Heidi and Dixon. So somebody taking a shot at Heidi on the text line.
Wow. How about that, Heidi? I got to go to our text line. I'm going on my text line.
You're all about the text lines.
Yes.
It's too much now. I kind of wish I hadn't done this.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Brian in Portland texting in, I don't want Rodgers, but a good trade would be Tannehill, Evans, Fulton, and a first for Rodgers and Tonyan. You are not getting back Aaron Rodgers and Robert Tonyan.
That'd be not fun. For that package. That'd be Funyan. Did you read Ben's text?
I did not. I don't think
Make it three first-rounders, and I'll still sign up for it. Rodgers would at least try to win the game if Henry gets stuffed in the playoffs. All right, Ben. You know, I was with your text at the beginning. Yes, Tannehill just said, nah, forget it.
Is that the same Ben that is so down on John Robinson?
That's the same Ben that's down on John Robinson and Ryan Tannehill, yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Bob on Twitter says, Rodgers is toxic, plus the current state of this franchise literally can't afford to give up two firsts. Lastly, adding Rodgers doesn't win a Super Bowl. We're not good enough in other areas. Look.
Well, if you're right, then fine. But are you right?
Rodgers done a whole lot of winning for a guy that's toxic.
Yeah, I think toxic is too much. I mean, is anybody – look, I don't think Rodgers handled this well. I don't like how he's handled this. But, like, can you not have sympathy for him with this idiot GM?
He's an – yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous that it's even in this situation. So, look, is Aaron Rodgers a bit of a drama queen? Yeah, he is. Is he a great player? Yeah, he is. And this is not something that's just happened this last offseason that it's gotten to this point with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. This has been building for years, and now it's reached a point where Aaron Rodgers has had enough. I mean, it's not like this just happened after the NFC title game in the last 3 months. He said, you know what? I'm done with the Packers. I don't want to be around these people anymore. He is not a fan of this new GM. This has been building for the last 3 years.
And so I think that some of these responses are just personal dislike for Aaron Rodgers, which, again, I get it, but toxic is too much. I mean, when you say the current state of this franchise, Bob, can't afford to give up two firsts, I agree, unless you're winning a Super Bowl, which is the entire point of all of it.
Right.
Something that you've never done. If you are in a go-for-it situation, then go for it. Yeah, that's what I said about Clowney last year. And with the information we had, I think there was no alternative but to go pay Clowney, and they got into a big recruiting battle, and they got him. That was going for it. Didn't work out.
We'll continue this discussion when we come back, taking your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Also get into Ryan Tannehill a little bit more as well. What's it going to take from Tannehill to turn some of these haters that we've seen on the text line around? We'll get into that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Celebrate mom this Mother's Day with a gift of a 1.5-hour picnic-themed style photo shoot with Mackenzie Lee Photography at Centennial Park. Picnic setup, sips, and snacks will be included. Not only will you enjoy a fun and beautiful park picnic with your family, but you'll also receive 60-plus digital photos to remember it. Go to the Game Nashville contest page and enter to win today. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Discussing a hypothetical trade scenario that's been thrown out there by Bill Barnwell from ESPN, in which the Titans would get Aaron Rodgers and a fourth-round pick in 2023 from the Packers. The Packers would receive Ryan Tannehill and two first-round picks, one in 2022 and one in 2023. Lots of differing opinions on this as well. That's the subject of our poll question of the day at 102.5 The Game on Twitter. Would you do this trade if you're John Robinson and the Tennessee Titans? And it's interesting. So far, the responses in the poll question, 153 votes are in, 60% say no, 40% say yes. So, Joe, it's going the other way. More people saying no, they would not do this trade to bring in Aaron Rodgers. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
I think that's insane.
That's one of the most surprising poll results I think we've had. It's got to be Rodgers hate / Tannehill love.
Yeah.
That I didn't realize was as intense as it Tannehill, is.
Tannehill, very popular. Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Michael text in, I know loyalty doesn't count for much in this business, but that's why I wouldn't make the trade. I love this team, and I want to roll with Tannehill and Derrick Henry.
Okay, so it's a sentimental reason, and that's cool. I mean, it's like you should be – I mean, look, this combination of Tannehill and Henry is an all-time combination in franchise history.
Sure.
Certainly in Titans history. I mean, it's right there in terms of effectiveness, performance, in a shorter period of time, of course, but right up there with McNair George. So I get, like, fans have embraced these guys, and they want to see what they can do for the next few years. So that I get that. I do. And fans love continuity and hate all the changing and all the, you want players on your team who are there for several years in a row. Totally get it. All that said, make the trade. I mean, all that said, Aaron Rodgers. Like, you want to win a Super Bowl. And this is what it is, and let's face it. I mean, Tannehill 2 years ago was like the dude you trade a fourth-round pick for. You're like, yeah, okay, I guess he's a decent backup. Yeah. I mean, just as quickly as that can, you know, come in and open your eyes, Aaron Rodgers can come in and win you a trophy.
Eli on the text line says, if you sign Jake Kumerow, Rodgers will run here. That is true. He loves him some Jake Kumerow for some reason. Go get Jake Kumerow, John Robinson. He could be your fifth wide receiver.
Yeah, why is he so like that? That was a big problem for him, right?
He loves Jake Kumerow. Oh man, this is a good point brought up by Ron on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. A clash of the egos, Vrabel and Aaron Rodgers. What do you think about that combination with Mike Vrabel and Aaron Rodgers? Certainly some egos involved there.
How many times has Vrabel hit Aaron Rodgers? I'm sure they saw each other a few times whenever the Packers and Pats, you know, had that was the divisional NFC-AFC matchup.
Yeah.
Well, here's one question on that. Like, how many NFL head coaches don't have big egos?
Not many.
I mean, I know people, Vrabel's the coach here, so people think about him, and certainly some of the ways that he handles things project that sort of arrogance, but I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of big egos in this sport. He's been able to coexist a lot of people. I feel like it'd be fine.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Seth texting in, these people are bobos, as Floyd used to say. Over the years, I've noticed Preds and Titans fans are too sentimental. We're talking about one of the five greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. Come on now. I'm with you.
Yeah, I think that's – look, again, I get the sentimentality. I mean, I'm – like when I was – you know, like if – okay, when I was a Detroit Tigers fan, if someone said, we're going to trade Alan Trammell for Cal Ripken Jr., I said, get the hell out of here. No, Trammell's my guy.
Yeah.
I don't want – now, was Ripken better? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a ton, by the way, but he was better. But
about Dan Fouts?
Boy.
Bring Dan Fouts.
Now you throw me. I don't know what to do with that one. Don't you dare touch Dan Fouts.
The greatest quarterback of all time, Fouts.
So, yeah, back when I was a Chargers fan, if someone said, hey, Dan Marino for Dan Fouts, nope. Sorry. Dan Fouts was Dan Marino before Dan Marino, really.
Yeah.
But people don't run or recognize.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Fred from Ashland City texting in, Rodgers would hate our offense, and I don't know if we have the talent to go pass first. Rodgers is not as opposed to running the ball as I think people think. I mean, sure, he wants to throw the ball. Every quarterback does. They run the ball a lot in Green Bay. Did you see that Titans game? They run the ball a lot in Green Bay.
It works.
Yeah. A.J. Dillon, Aaron Jones, they run quite a bit in Green Bay.
Look, there's no quarterback, and certainly not a quarterback at Rodgers' stage, who, if they're winning and it's working, isn't fine handing off all game and throwing 25 passes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Rodgers doesn't – I mean, I don't buy like he's got to accumulate X number of stats or any of that stuff. No. Win. Have balance. Don't have to have everything on your shoulders. I think most quarterbacks sign up for that.
At BJamison247 on Periscope says, for those that think Tannehill can't win with his arm, did you forget the Houston game last year, the last play? Talking about that beautiful pass to A.J. Brown. To set up the game winner by Sam Sloman.
I mean, Tannehill, if you haven't watched what he's done the last 2 years, and you just think he's a second-rate quarterback, third-tier quarterback, whatever, who hands off to Henry and gets out of the way, I can't help you.
Got a texter that says, what if the Titans are to Rodgers what Brady was to, or what the Buccaneers were to Brady?
There you go.
Here we are. Now, we talked about, you know, Peyton Manning taking a visit here with the Titans back when he was making a free agent decision last offseason, the discussion about Brady. Apparently a one-time touring NBA. Turned out to not be true. And now Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be the toast of the offseason this time around. A lot of connections to some good quarterbacks here for the Titans. Haven't ended up with any of them so far.
Third time's the charm?
Third time's the charm.
Well, again, you go back to last year. I believe the Titans made the right choice. Brady was better this year than I thought he'd be. So, and he won a Super Bowl. So There was that. But this got into a thing. Actually, I got into a big thing with Jared yesterday on the whole, like, the Bucs were awful, and then he came in and there's an example of a team that a lot of quarterbacks could have won a Super Bowl with. I'm sorry, but they could have. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo could have won a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay last year. With that defensive line, with those receivers, with everything they had going. They had a loaded team that was totally undercut by 31 Jameis Winston picks year before and was an 11-5, 12-4 team if he isn't that. So, I'll stick to that.
Sam says, you got a question for y'all. Option A, you win a Super Bowl this year but losing seasons for the next four after. Or option B, playoffs every year, the next five seasons, AFC championship appearance or two, but you never get to the Super Bowl. I mean, I don't hesitate. It's a Super Bowl. That's what you play the game for.
No hesitation. Yeah, I'm muted. Yes, Porth. Yes, count me in for a bad mute. No, it's no hesitation. The entire point of all of this is to hoist a Lombardi trophy and have a parade. I mean, like, seriously, if you knew, like, think, like, imagine that, though. Like, if you actually had that choice and it's like, you're going to be pretty good. You're not going to get there. So just so you know, you're not getting there. Oh, great. That sounds wonderful. Yeah, how exciting. Yeah. No.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Coy in Clarksville texting in. Yeah, why would we trade all of our draft picks for the next 2 years in Tannehill for a quarterback who chokes in the NFC title game multiple times?
Ooh.
Yeah. Watch the games, buddy. It's not on Aaron Rodgers.
No, not, you know.
If your cornerback's not giving up a Hail Mary bomb at the end of the first half, might be in a position to win.
That's
true. Or if you don't give up 45 to the Falcons in the NFC title game.
Well, what happened to the Packers hits my point, I think, exactly. They couldn't protect Aaron Rodgers in that game.
Yeah.
The Chiefs couldn't protect Patrick Mahomes in that game. They were overwhelming to opponents, which, again, shows you there's a lot of ways to win Super Bowls. It's not just at that position. It's still obviously the most important position. But that was not Aaron Rodgers choking. Now, has he in the past?
Game or two, yeah. He's not played well.
He hasn't played his absolute best. I mean, like when they lost to the Falcons, he wasn't very good that year.
Yeah, but they gave up 40 points.
Right, their defense just got torched.
Yeah, and the NFC title game against San Francisco, I mean, Mostert had 250 yards rushing. Like, what are you supposed to do with that as a quarterback? It's just that's a very simplistic view of the NFC title games.
I mean, again, if we're going to compare Brady and Rodgers, Brady's the GOAT.
Yeah.
When did Brady ever have a crap defense that he had to score 45 points to overcome? Not one time ever in his career.
No.
He's had good – he hasn't had, like, superstar weapons either. I give you that. But he's always had a good defense on the other side of him, and it's all part of it. And I'm sure that he helped coach him up and all that stuff and got in the huddles before each possession. But still, it's not one person.
Well, bottom line is this. I don't think there's a very strong chance of this happening at all. I'd be shocked if Aaron Rodgers ended up on the Titans. But if he's made available at some point and the Packers budge, you're picking up that phone if you're John Robinson. And if that's all it takes is Tannehill and two first-rounders to get Aaron Rodgers, there's zero hesitation from my part on that. Zero.
What's the poll if the question is Tannehill and Henry for Rodgers and Jones?
I don't know.
I bet you it's about 80-20 against.
I don't think most people know how good Aaron Jones is.
Yeah. He's very good.
He's pretty good.
But still.
He's not Derrick Henry, but he's pretty good. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion on the Titans. Ben Arthur from the Tennessean will join us to get into the Titans, their draft, and the outlook ahead heading into training camp. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. Right now, talking Tennessee Titans, and to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Ben Arthur from the Tennessee and covers the Tennessee Titans. Ben, first off, welcome to town. It's a pleasure to have you on with us here today.
Thank you for having me on, guys. Excited to talk some Titans with you guys.
Absolutely, Ben. We appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. We'll start just simply with the NFL draft. What did you think of the draft for the Titans, selecting Caleb Farley in the first round, number 22 overall? No tight end selected throughout the draft. As a whole, when you look at this draft for John Robinson and the Titans, what are some thoughts that come to mind?
Yeah, I think I think the draft grades for the Titans draft has kind of been all over the place. I've seen like S and then I've also seen like some A's. I'd kind of put myself like right in the middle. I think the Titans, they hit a lot of their needs, with the exception of tight end. I think they hit pretty much all of their needs. I kind of had some, questions about, where they took some of those positions in need. Like you look at wide receiver and, they didn't take a receiver until, day three. I like the Farley pick, upside, obviously tremendous talent. You have concerns with the back situation. But if the Titans obviously got a hand, on him, he checked out for them health-wise, and they believe he'll be able to play. So you kind of bank on that. I think Ray Dunn's in the second round, was a good value. The Molden pick in the third round, I liked a lot. I think that could actually be the steal of the draft for the Titans. A guy I thought would go in maybe the 40s. You get him at 100. Can play nickel, can play safety. Being from Seattle, I've actually seen him, play a lot, at the University of Washington and saw what he was capable of. So, I think that was a good pick. All in all, I think it was, a solid draft. I wouldn't say it was like the greatest draft in the world for them, but again, I think they did hit a lot of their needs. But you would have liked to see a tight end in there, especially at the end, even if you weren't able to get one in the middle rounds and then maybe an earlier round receiver.
Yeah, Ben, you mentioned Seattle. Like you said, you were there. So tell us a little bit about your road to here. And I know it's tough because everything's still basically remote, but what are your impressions of, the Titans, this beat, and compared with your last beat?
Yeah. So, obviously, I mean, it's, kind of getting, adjusted to the new beat and to Nashville and all that. But the teams are very different, right? I mean, in Seattle, you have a very high profile quarterback in Russell Wilson, probably one of the three, four best quarterbacks in the league. Ryan Tannehill isn't, quite on that level. But again, he's, guy who's been able to kind of resurrect his career in Nashville, kind of with the Titans. The first things that kind of came to mind when I was transitioning beats was just kind of the connection between DK Metcalf and AJ Brown, because they they're super close, and AJ Brown actually came up quite a few times in Seattle when we interviewed DK, just because of the relationship, going back to Ole Miss and all that. So, So yeah, that was, something I'm looking forward to, covering AJ Brown, a really talented receiver, basically a yak monster, just in terms of what he's able to do, breaking tackles and whatnot. In Seattle, I didn't, know a whole lot, about the Titans. They weren't, always on my radar, obviously being in the AFC, but, just a different, part of the country. One thing that did, kind of stand out to about the Titans to me from, afar was just kind of how balanced their offense was. They kind of had like the picture-perfect offense to me. You had the brilliant OC and Arthur Smith. You had a 2,000-yard rusher, a 1,000-yard receiver, and then obviously what Ryan Tannehill has been able to do in Nashville. So it just seemed like the perfect combination of puzzle pieces from afar. That was definitely something that's kind of that stood out to me from far, and a team I'm really looking forward to covering now that I'm in Nashville.
Ben Arthur from the Tennessean on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, covers the Titans for the Tennessean. And Ben, we've been kind of throwing this around all hour long here on the show. Obviously, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is attracting a lot of attention right now in the NFL and what his future is going to look like with the Titans or with the Packers. Ryan Tannehill has been so great for the Titans since he's come in here from Miami. And Bill Barnwell from ESPN has thrown out kind of a hypothetical trade scenario that would have Rodgers come into the Titans for a fourth-round pick in 2023, would have Tannehill back to the Packers for two first-round picks as well. If it comes down to it, and Aaron Rodgers is made available, and that's an option, should the Titans consider that option, in your opinion, even given how good Tannehill has been for them in the last couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, I think any time you could get, the reigning NFL MVP, one of the best quarterbacks of all time, I think you have to at least, do your due diligence. A popular phrase that, covering the Seahawks, that general manager John Schneider and head coach Pete Carroll, tossed around a lot, was kind of doing their due diligence on everything, all the chatter, going on around the league, even if it may not seem super realistic, but you at least make that phone call and see kind of what the deal is, who may or may not kind of be interested in. And I think if you're John Robinson and the Titans, you at least explore that option, right? And I think the way the Titans are constructed, this is kind of a win-now team, right? They're, two seasons removed from that, AFC championship run in 2019. You have Derrick Henry in his prime. You have A.J. Brown, Jeffrey Simmons, guys like that on the rookie deal. The offensive line is kind of built to win now. I think you at least kind of kick the tires on that. Honestly, I don't really see, how that would happen. But again, I think if you're John Robinson and the Titans, you at least make that call. I think, when you're in that kind of position, you at least kind of have to check out the situation and see what may or may not be possible.
Well, since we're talking hypotheticals, let's go with your past beat, Ben. What about Russ and Roger straight up, huh? How would that be viewed in Seattle?
Yeah, that would be, interesting. I mean, I think in terms of value, right, that would be kind of the most, I mean, that would be like almost a perfect swap, right, just in terms of value. Like, you wouldn't have to maybe put in draft picks or another player in that kind of deal. It would be very much kind of a one-for-one thing. I don't know how people in Seattle would feel about that. I mean, the Seahawks are sort of in like a win-now mode, right? I mean, Pete Carroll is getting up there in age. I think their window kind of opportunity is closer to the end than, to being kind of like in an opening for potential, years to come. I mean, you look at some of the stars they have on defense, like a Bobby Wagner and who's, you know, he's in his late 20s, early 30s, somewhere in that range. Jamal Adams kind of in his prime. You know, so I think, yeah, I think, you know, Aaron Rodgers would kind of give you an option to, you know, stay in that win now mode. And, you know, obviously it's a different kind of offense there, right? I mean, Pete Carroll has kind of talked about, you know, wanting to get back to running the ball more, you know, after kind of the Seahawks offense fell apart at the end of 2020. So, you know, I don't know how much Aaron Rodgers would kind of want to be in, you know, potentially a situation like that. But yeah, in terms of just a swap, in terms of a one-for-one swap, there probably isn't a better situation than the Seahawks and Russell Wilson.
Ben Arthur from the Tennessean on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ben, last thing for you here. As you look at the wide receiver room for the Titans, obviously you feel great about A.J. Brown. You've just taken Des Fitzpatrick in the draft, as you mentioned. Josh Reynolds right now, I mean, appears to be their number two wide receiver. He's not been a number two wide receiver at this point yet in his career. What do you think of the wide receiver room for the Titans? How concerned would you be if you're a Titans fan about the depth or lack thereof heading into the season with the roster currently as it stands?
Yeah, I am, you know, I'm kind of in the, you know, the ballpark of, you know, a lot of people who are, you know, kind of not knowing where exactly the production is going to come from, right? You don't only lose Corey Davis, your number two, but you lose Jonnu Smith, you know, your number three, you know, your kind of star tight end. And you also don't have Adam Humphries too. I mean, there's a lot of guys who took up a lot of targets in that room, like pass catching kind of more generally, maybe not just specifically wide receiver, but pass catching, who are not in the picture anymore. And I think you look what they've done. I think the Titans have added, you know, quantity, right? They have, you know, some bodies in there, but in terms of quality, in terms of, you know, being sure that you're going to get the kind of production you need to kind of make up for what you lost, I don't think you have that at this point. I mean, Des Fitzpatrick could be good, you know, as a fourth rounder, but, you know, Racy McMath, you know, he's more of a project, right? You know, more of a special teams guy. Josh Reynolds could maybe be that number two, but you don't know if he could be as good a number two. There's that massive hole at tight end still. I would be very surprised if, you know, John Robinson isn't, you know, on the phone with, you know, people across the league to try and trade for someone, an established veteran receiver, or, you know, at least get a number one tight end. I know that's something he alluded to in his post-draft press conference this past Sunday, you know, kicking the tires on, you know, some options, you know, maybe bringing Pruitt back. But, you know, I think you look at the receiving room, the pass-catching options you have on the roster right now, I think you just got to add to that. I mean, the way it's constructed, you're depending largely on A.J. Brown and then, you know, hoping for a lot of the guys, a lot of the reserves, backups to maybe take big leaps to make up for what you lost. And I don't know that's a plan that you should bank on.
Ben Arthur from the Tennessean has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Ben, great stuff. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning, and welcome to town. Excited to have you on the beat here.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Ben Arthur, you can check out his work at the Tennessean covering the Tennessee Titans. When we come back, we'll get back into the Nashville Predators. A tough loss last night against Columbus. What does it mean moving forward? Are there any concerns creeping into the Predators game over the last two games in Columbus? We'll talk about that coming up next. Don't miss the cure for our friends' Cystic Fibrosis Golf Tournament, May the 15th at 12 Stones Golf Course in Goodlettsville. Some of the teams include retired Titans football players who will be hanging around after the tournament for the after party. Cure for Our Friends Golf Tournament still has room for a few more teams and a need for silent auction items and sponsors. More information can be found at cureforourfriends.org. Thank you to Dad's Towing, Mitchell Motors, and Nashville Wrecker Services for being the tournament sponsor for the 2021 Cure for Our Friends Cystic Fibrosis Golf Tournament. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesale Link Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.